A relative of the five victims of Perth's Bedford mass murder has spoken of the family's pain as more details emerge about the horrific case. Taryn Quinn, who lost her sister Mara, mother Beverly and three young nieces, says there are simply no words to explain the emptiness and loss her family is feeling. She's thanked everyone for their help, support and kind wishes during an extremely dark and difficult time. Anthony Robert Harvey is still in custody and will appear in court again later this month. Three police officers have been injured in a crash in Sydney's southwest overnight. The officers were pursuing a vehicle in Sadler when their car crashed into a telephone pole. One has a suspected fractured shoulder, another has head injuries, while the third received minor cuts and abrasions. They have all been taken to Liverpool Hospital for treatment. The US state of South Carolina has ordered a mandatory evacuation along its coastline as it braces for the arrival of Hurricane Florence. North Carolina and Virginia and Maryland have also declared states of emergency, with residents stocking up on essential supplies. Officials say Florence is now a Category 4 storm with winds of close to 200 kilometres per hour, and it's gaining strength. It's expected to strike later this week. And some happy news. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are set to visit Dubbo as part of their tour of Australia next month. The trip is aimed at promoting the achievements of injured soldiers taking part in the Invictus Games in Sydney. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex will also travel to Melbourne and Fraser Island before moving on to Fiji, Tonga and New Zealand.